Dumb Pinky Would Have a Statue Romance by Argenbarger, read by Present Perfect. Piney Pie was walking through town with a grateful purpose. She needed romance, and only one kind would do, the kind with chocolate rain showers built in. She knew the thing that would make that happen for her was Discord, so she had to plan how to free him without any of her friends finding out. They would spoil everything. She trotted, thinking really thoughtfully, and the Cutie Mark Crusaders were there. She saw them and kidnapped them. The pony police were hot on her trail, but luckily she could outrun them because she was a horse. She dragged the Cutie Mark Crusaders all the way over to the Canterlot Statue Garden where Discord's statue was, and she was like, "Hey, you guys, can you free this guy again?" The Cutie Mark Crusaders looked at Pinky and said, "What? No, go away." She left them in Canterlot by themselves and went back to Ponyville to think of an alternate solution. She had it mentally. Applejack kicked her brother. "You dummy, don't do that where I'm walking." "Sorry, sis, won't happen again." "You're dern a tootin', and now, oh, look who we have here. It's Pinkie Pie. Hi, Pinkie Pie. What can I do you for?" "Applejack, I need all of your resources for a very impotent project," Pinkie said. She gave Pinkie all of her things, much to Big Mac's unbehest. Fluttershy and Angel Buddy were walking around doing some dumb horse stuff, and Pinkie Pie ran up and said, "I have all of Applejack's belongings. Can I give them to you for Angel Bunny's soul?" "Yes." The transaction happened. Angel Bunny's soul was worth hundreds of millions of bits on the black market. It was so valuable that Pinkie Pie managed to trade it for a whole cake from Mr. and Mrs. Cake, and it smelled like strawberries and gratitude. What would she do with the cake? Find out after the next scene break. The trading happened. She gave the cake to Rainbow Dash for a Rainbow Dash's hoof, and she took the hoof to Twilight Sparkle and used it to mix a potion made of hoof.n. She took the potion to Zecora, who blessed it with Catholic pony magic, and then she sprayed the potion on herself to smell pretty. "Here I come, my darling," Pinkie said. "Whoosh, the scene transition goes by fast," Pinkie Pie said. "Oh no, I'm breaking the fourth wall again." Discord sat in his statue. Well, he stood, I guess. He didn't sit. He was frozen in a standing position, but Pinkie Pie walked up to him and said, "Yo, babe, let's kiss. Wanna kiss my lips?" Discord didn't say anything. He couldn't see or hear this pink thing in front of his statue. She climbed on top of the statue and knocked on the stone. "Knock, knock, anyone home? Are you there? I want to have love." It wasn't working, so she climbed back off. "I'll need a better plan," she thought to herself internally. Canterlot Castle was splendid. Its splendiferous spires spun strikingly skyward. Pinkie Pie hoped into it, and Luna was there. "Hey, Luna Princess," Pinkie said, left curly brace, "I have a favor to ask of you." "What, Pinkie Pie, do you ask of me, Luna?" "Well, Ock, listen, do you know Discord?" "Yes." "Can you free him for me?" "Ock, but only the head." "That is cool, do that, please." Luna snuck out of the castle with Pinkie Pie. Down to the Colding Garden they went. Pinkie Pie looked at the statue with lust and longing and other similar things tat ponies feel sometimes. "Ock, Discord, wake up!" Discord wonky up, but only his head. "Oh hey, my head is free, hi, but the rest of me isn't, oh no, frowny face." Pinkie Pie crawled lasciviously up onto Discord's head. "Hey honey, you're all mine now." "Oh no." Pin K, 2K the Discord statue back to Ponyville and put it in her room. Her friends asked questions about it, like, "Pinkie, why did you free Discord's head?" and "Pinkie, what are you going to do with Discord's partially freed body?" but she didn't answer those questions. Discord was too embarrassed to talk, so he just stood there statuesque. Pinkie arranged him in her room in Sugar Cube Corner in order to maximize her feng shui. The Northeast Chi flowed predominantly around Discord's weirdo horns. It made Pinkie feel serene and in control. "Ock, Discord, now that I've freed just your head, do you love me?" "What, Pinkie Pie? No, I don't. You made me a statue along with your friends. Why would I love you now? I'm a conscious head attached to a statue body. This is the true embodiment of a living hell. I hate you even more now." "Well, not for long, hee-hee." Pinkie Pie spent months mentally breaking Discord down. "I love you, Pinkie Pie," Discord said. "I love you too, Discord. Now we can finally be the very close friends I've always wanted to be with you." The Discord head on a Discord statue made out with Pinkie Pie. It was kind of sloppy, I guess, but it was sweet and cute too. Just imagine it, please. "So what are we going to do now with our new life?" Discord asked. "I don't know, but it sure will be a good one." "Stop right there, Scacklewag," Twilight Sparkle said from behind Pinkie. "Oh no, not all of every single one of my friends." "We saw everything, Pink," Rainbow Dash admitted. "You can't be Discord's wife. He isn't even a pony. He is a statue. This is crazy. Stop it, Pinkie. I implore you, Pinkie Pie. I always loved you, Pinkie Pie, and it breaks my heart to see you with someone else." "Oh, Rainbow Dash, how sweet, but my heart belongs to Discord." "Ock, listen, Pinkie Pie, less than." Applejack spoke up. "I know your heart's in the right place and all, but you have to face facts. Sometimes a statue cannot go into legally binding civil union with a horse. Says you, Ock." Fluttershy didn't say anything because she was too shy. "Is that all of my friends?" "No, wait, I have something to say too." "Oh yes, Snail's my fifth and best friend. What is it?" Snails looked at her friend and fellow element of harmony, Pinkie Pie. I fully endorse and support your relationship. Thank you, you are a true friend. Pinkie Pie and Discord were inseparable. Everyone in Ponyville gossiped quietly about Pinkie's draconic with statue lover, but mostly there was acceptance and tolerance there. After all, in a town full of lesbians, being a statue lover was like barely even a misdemeanor. Still, sometimes Pinkie Pie wasn't completely in euphoric bliss. That's a lie, she was happy all the time. But late at night, when not even half of the ponies were still awake, sometimes when you passed Sugar Cube Corner after Pinkie was asleep, sometimes you could feel a strange feeling. It was like the feeling of a Draconiquist statue being depressed. Maybe Pinkie Pie's brainwashing efforts weren't perfect. Maybe there were flaws, cracks in the facade. Maybe, secretly, maybe Discord was living a living nightmare. Maybe he prayed every night for some pony to come and kill his head so that he wouldn't have to suffer bubblegum pony makeouts. Maybe that was the answer. Discord. He thought about his parents. They were jerks. Pinkie Pie is a jerk. But when she was awake, he had to smile. He had to make everything look all right. It reminded Discord of Stephen King's excellent novel, Misery. Like, he was the protagonist being trapped against his will by a crazy woman who loved his stories, except he didn't write any. He prayed for death. Just kidding. The brainwash went without a hitch, and Discord was eternally happy with Pinkie Pie forever. The end.